If Satan was cast out of heaven, how come he could be there in the days of Job, in the book of Job?
All right, that's a very good question. First, I would like to ask a question. Who is familiar with the story of Job? Put up your hand if you're familiar with that story. Okay, most of you. Why don't we just read a few verses in the story of Job to get the question here. Turn with me to the book of Job if you have your Bibles with you. It's right before Psalms. We have the book of Job. And we'll go to chapter 1. And we read in Job chapter 1, and I believe it's verse 6. Verse 6 indeed. We read here in Job chapter 1, verse 6. Now there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan came also among them. And the Lord said unto Satan, Whence comest thou? Then Satan answered the Lord and said, From going to and fro in the earth, and from walking up and down in it. So the picture here is given that there's a meeting. Now, it doesn't really exactly say that it takes place in heaven. It does take place somewhere outside of this world, and Satan comes there as well and presents himself there before the Lord. The question was, how could he be there if he was cast out of heaven? We discussed earlier in this series about this great battle that took place in heaven in the beginning. There was war between Michael and his angels and Satan, the dragon and his angels, and the dragon was cast out, or Satan, Lucifer, was cast out. Well, let us look at that verse once more in the book of Revelation and see if we can understand this picture a little better. So turn with me to Revelation in chapter 12. Revelation chapter 12. We've visited this passage before, but let us take a second look at it. Revelation chapter 12, and it's a chapter where the great controversy between Christ and Satan is really pictured from the beginning right through the ages till the very end, all here in a synopsis in one chapter. And we read from verse 7 the following, Revelation chapter 12 and verse 7. And there was war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon fought and his angels, and prevailed not, neither was their place found any more in heaven. And there's a stop there. So the first picture that we have is a war in heaven. The dragon, Satan, Lucifer is cast out. And then it continues in verse 10, but what I want to show you this evening is that here that we're actually moving to a new phase, but we'll see it in just a moment. Verse 10 says, And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, Now is come salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ, for the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night. Verse 11, And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto death. Therefore rejoice, ye heavens, and ye that dwell in them. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth and the sea, for the devil has come down to you, having great wrath, because he know that he has a short time. The picture that is here given is first the war in heaven. Satan is cast out, and furthermore, we have a description of what happens in verse 10. Salvation comes. Now, the question really is, when did salvation come? And when was Lucifer actually cast completely to this earth and had no longer access to any other place? Because remember that in the story of Job, he still had limited access, but there would come a time that he would be limited to this earth. Now, who wrote the book of Revelation? Does anyone remember? John, right? And John, he wrote another book in the Bible, and that's the Gospel of John. And I want to compare some scriptures here. And that's the way, really, when you study the Bible, it's very helpful. Compare scripture with scripture. Here we have a scripture, and John writes in the book of Revelation that the devil was cast out. And I want you to think about that phrase, cast out. And we turn from Revelation chapter 12 to John chapter 12. The fourth gospel, the book of John, turn with me there. And chapter 12, and this is really easy to remember. You have Revelation chapter 12 and John chapter 12. And let us compare some scriptures here and see if we can wrap our understanding around what happened when the devil was cast out. John chapter 12, and I'm going to pick it up here in verse 31. John chapter 12, verse 31. Jesus speaking here, and he says, Now is the judgment of this world. Now shall the prince of this world be cast out. I want you to take notice of that similar language there. In Revelation it says, Now is the time of salvation. And John here in his gospel says, Now is the judgment of this world, and the prince of this world shall be cast out. Now when he's talking about the prince of this world, who do you think he's referring to? Who claims to be the prince of this world? Satan. Now, when would he actually be cast out? Look at verse 32. And I, Jesus speaking here, if I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all men unto me. Now here he's referring to his crucifixion. As a matter of fact, the very next verse says, this he said, signifying what death he should die. So as Jesus is picturing his crucifixion, he's picturing his death, he said, this is the time, now is the judgment of this world, now shall the prince of this world be cast out. The very same terminology, cast out. When would Satan be fully cast to this earth? It was when Jesus was crucified on the cross of Calvary. So in the beginning there was a battle, and definitely Satan lost his position in heaven, but he still had limited access, as we read in the book of Job. But when Jesus was crucified, that was the time that he was fully cast out to this earth. So it's always helpful to compare scripture with scripture. And this one is really easy to understand. Revelation chapter 12, John chapter 12, the same writer.